Ryan Dilks, one of the leading defenders for the Edmonton Rush, joins us. Ryan, how you doing?
Doing all right, yourself?
I'm doing well. I ask all your teammates about that. You ever won 13 games in a row?
No, never have won anything 13 times in a row.
Lip Cup?
Well, I can't remember if I did.
Zingo.
Oh, good one. When you're in a streak like this, man, it's got to take the fun factor to a whole new level.
Oh, it's you're completely right. It's crazy how much fun you can have when everyone's happy. It starts all the way from Bruce all the way down to our ball boys. Everyone's really happy, and it's a great time so far.
So tell me the explanation with your blue shoes that are bright blue that you wear. What's up with that?
Oh, back home, my Grandpa Barry, he's getting old, and he just got a laptop.
Okay.
And he's found a way to watch my games.
Okay.
He's having trouble seeing me out there.
Oh, okay.
After one game, he thought I was number 24 on the other team. So I thought I'd give him a little help and help him find me out there.
I love it. That's awesome. So now, because I remember, yeah, you're right. I was like, I didn't see those blue shoes. And then all of a sudden they just came out of nowhere. So, okay, you know what? That's probably the best answer ever. In the fact, so your grandfather, who can watch the games, they're all streaming live. And that's pretty good quality, actually, when you watch it on the laptop on that feed. So he sees 22 in blue shoes is basically what he's looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
When he thought you were a guy on the other team, did he think you had a good game?
After every game, he always tells me, "Ryan, why do you let those guys push you around?" So I don't know who 24 was on the other team, but it looks like he was getting pushed around too.
Well, if that was 24, first game of the year, that'd have been John Grant Jr., if I'm not mistaken. So that, you should have taken that one. Yeah, Dad, hey, I had a hell of a game. I think I had three apples and four goals or something like that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Speaking of Grant, your defense, you're one of the main four guys. Obviously, your whole defense group is great. But coming in, everybody talked about Mitski and Dilks and Corbeil and Rubish. And it's really spread out now. I don't think there's any weak links on the defense. They've got, John Grant Jr., of course, is still, and Jones, the two main guys in Colorado. You've seen them twice this year. What's the best way to attack them?
Just try to get all over them. Guys like Jr. and Jones, the moment you give them any time space and time to do some of the ball, you know, it's going to end up in the back of your net. So if we just stick to our defense and constantly on their hands and give them a hard time, I think we'll be all right.
How much communicating goes on when you guys are playing defense?
Oh, it's all the time. It's if it's not Rube's in my ear yelling at me that John Grant's coming to blow me up from the up pit, or Steve telling me there's a huge down pit coming, then we would be in a lot of trouble. So we're always letting each other know what's going on.
Ryan Dilks, defender for the Edmonton Rush, joins us. Ryan, it seems almost every game one of your different defender. Billick had 4 points that last game. Corbeil's been very good offensively this year. You had a 3-point game earlier, which is pretty a fair amount of points from guys on the back end who play predominantly defensively. Talk about maybe the fun competition amongst your defensive guys to get on the score sheet this year.
Well, I'm just happy that I finally did score, and I'm not in the battle of the Doucette with Rubish and Lintz back there. But Corbs has had a great year. He sure is finding a way to put the ball in the net. It's not just a goal here and there; it's big goals. Like, he's scoring when we need them the most, and their runs are. And like you said, everyone's chipping in, and it takes a little pressure off the offense.
We had Rubish on the show earlier this week. Is there a wager going on in the locker room? Who's scoring first between him and Lintz?
I'm not sure there's a wager because I don't know what the odds would be because Lintz hasn't even had a shot on net yet. So. If there was a wager, I feel like Rubish would be the favorite.
But you could take Lintz. You'd have to get some odds, though. It could go in your favor.
That's true. We had there's a lot of talk, actually. We're hoping that he does get a shot this week. And while we actually started, we're hoping that he crosses half this week and we'll work on a shot after.
When you look at this team, you guys, I believe you only have one guy in the top 10 in scoring. That's Matthews. Does it just speak to the depth of this team that you can spread around the offense?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it really shows that everyone's bought in up front there. With Jeff coming in as new offensive coach and Derek working together, we really built a nice system, and it's really starting to show when you see the ball moving out there.
Ryan Dilks, a defender of the Edmonton Rush, joins Gregor and Stradwick. Rush looking to go 14-0 tomorrow night against the Colorado Mammoth. Ryan, you came over from Boston here. When you came over, because I looked, Corbeil, Rubish, and yourself were all acquired in the same day. And did you think right then when you looked in their first year in Edmonton, you said, okay, you know what, I think we've really got something special here defensively, or has this group maybe even exceeded your expectations of how good you are and how young all of you are?
I'd say definitely exceeded my expectations. When I came to Edmonton, I was just hoping that I'd have a spot on the team. You're fighting for jobs when a team folds, and there's 25 less jobs, so I was happy that I did find a spot. And then it didn't really hit me like how good that we were back there, and I didn't really know Corbeil that well. And it couldn't have worked out better, as you can tell.
Yeah, there's no doubt you guys are definitely pushing each other. And how important is that in that room? I mean, you mentioned you're all very good players, but you're fighting for time, for playing time. Is that something that's in the back of your mind always, that I have to get in better shape, I have to look after myself, I have to watch video and all that to keep my level up high?
Yeah, you definitely don't want to start slacking off and start letting fitness get down or anything like that. But you're also working out, and you're also pushing yourself harder just so you don't let down the guy next to you, right? Chris Corbeil is one of the best fitness guys on our team, and he's every day working out and pushing himself harder. And if I can't do the same, then I feel like I'm letting him down, right?
Out of the big four, you're joking how earlier how they have to, communication's key, so you're not getting blown up. You aren't the biggest defender, yet you're very effective at it. Is it footwork with you, Ryan? Is it position? What is it that allows you to be a good defender, even though you're giving up a lot of size sometimes?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. I don't know how I do it sometimes, but I just keep my feet moving. Like my other grandpa always says, he always tells me to keep my feet moving and my head on a swivel. And, like I said, it helps when you know the pit's coming and you can read and react off your other defenders. So it's nice when you have communication back there.
Did either of your grandfathers play lacrosse?
Yep, they both did.
Okay, so it's a family tree. Your dad as well? It's kind of been in the family?
Yep. We were a big hockey and lacrosse family, so there is some history in our genes.
Did you, when you played hockey, were you also a defenseman?
No, I was actually a forward. I was not a good one, but somehow I did play forward, yes.
Now, I have to ask you this question. Fastest Edmonton Rush, Cornwall, Thompson, or Corbeil? Who's your vote?
That's a funny question, because me and Corbeil have a bet that he thinks he's faster than me, and I know he is faster than me, but I just like to grind his gears when I tell him that I think I am faster than him. I know that fires him up. But out of those three, I think I would have to give it to maybe JT for his quickness. He's not really quick first couple steps, but I think when Cornwall or Corbeil get into the fourth gear, they're hard to stop.
Is there anyone else on the team that should be in the category of fastest rush outside of those three?
I'd say maybe Mark Matthews.
Really?
Big man.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, what? Like, are you
Usain Bolt?
Like, fastest shot, I guess. Shot I could see for sure.
No, I'd say, Billet's pretty quick. He's, he scored that goal in Toronto first shift of game, and I didn't never see him run so fast. But, we got a pretty quick D, so it also helps to our offense, right?
How much has Billick, he's a really aggressive defender and, seems to be a guy who brings a little bit more, I would say, nastiness at times. How much has that been, did you think it was needed on your team?
For sure. It's nice to have. It's nice to know that you have someone like that in your pocket, that he's willing to step up. And it just sends a message to other teams when other guys know that his history with playing tough and like that, so maybe they won't make a stupid play on one of our goal scorers or something like that. So it's good to have.
Well, Ryan, continued success. Hopefully you go 14-0, and your granddad will be able to watch easily picking you out with the blue shoes tomorrow night.
Thank you. I hope so, too.